4:49 means it's time again to head to the traffic center. Mark stands by with a look at your drive home.
Yeah, one of the worst delays is going to be northbound I-15 with the delays coming up past Point of the Mountain up to about 80th South Midvale, and then it looks a lot better into downtown. And then speaking of downtown, the southbound delay is going to go ahead and stretch into downtown all the way down into Sandy. You've got 90th South delays east of the freeway in Sandy as well. West side, Belt, southbound I-215, struggling I-80 down to SR-201, and now you have delays on both sides of SR-201, the 21st South Freeway, between Bangor Highway and the West Belt. Michelle.
East side drivers, I'm seeing some slowdowns. I-80 eastbound headed toward the Parley's Canyon area, rounding down into I-215 southbound. You're going to hit those delays just a little bit past 2300 East. Moving down further, Utah, and on I-215, you're going to hit those delays approaching Knutson Corner. Just past 4500 South is where you'll hit those. Utah County drivers, we're also seeing some heavy delays. I'm not seeing an accident, but I think there has to be one because it's basically a parking lot northbound from American Fork up to Lehigh. Joe?
Well, northbound I-15 into the Davis County commute is going to be a little rough once you hit about Shepherd Lane. From there on up to 200 North, slow and go, but from 200 North to 1,000 North, it is really coming close to a stop at this point. You'll be good again once you about to Antelope Drive, and then from there on the other side of Hill Air Force Base, it's pretty slow. Salt Lake Community College creates a pathway to success for 60,000 students every year, and that helps keep Utah's future bright, very bright. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.